Spaceport America cost taxpayers nearly $250 million to build. Doñana and Sierra counties approved a spaceport gross receipts tax that has drawn criticism due to the spaceport using excess funds from the tax for daily operations. The New Mexico Finance Authority voted to allow the spaceport to continue this practice for at least another year. Economist Dr. Henry Hertzfeld is director of the Space Policy Institute at George Washington University. He says spaceports are long-term risky investments. Hertzfeld researches the economic and legal issues of space policy and commercial uses of space technology.
These are long-term investments. They are not ones that, you build a building and everybody will come, do their thing, and attract people. To be successful in this business, you're talking 10, possibly 10, 20 years of development, and that's longer than most businesses plan for, and that's one of the reasons if the state does use tax money, we can't predict today whether they'll be successful in 20 years or not.
In a KRWG television forum, Spaceport America's CEO Dan Hicks said the spaceport is not even close to being the hub he wants it to be.
We're only 3% of where we need to be a true transportation hub, to have access to commercial, to space. We've got a lot of growth to do and a lot of progress to make in order to be competitive with the great excess DOD and NASA facilities that are on the coastal spaceports that are operating now with some of the heavy lift capability.
Proponents often sell Spaceport America's appeal on its location near one of the largest restricted airspaces available with three nearby military bases. But private space companies like SpaceX and Blue Origin are investing in facilities near the coasts. We asked Dr. Henry Hertzfeld if he knows of any research to support an advantage for an inland spaceport.
No, I don't. And if you look at where most spaceports are located, they're launching over water. There's always, as I say, there's a risk of a failure. And if you're launching, you don't know where that might be. That being said, when you actually parse out the risks of doing damage to human beings on the Earth, it still is pretty low because these are not densely populated areas.
Taxpayers are the major investor in Spaceport America. In an independent auditor's report issued to the Spaceport Authority and the New Mexico State Auditor's Office, in fiscal year 2016, just over $2.2 million in revenue came from charges for services, with over $8 million coming from government, including more than $6.5 million from gross receipts taxes and nearly $1 million from the state general fund. Dowd Muska is with the Rio Grande Foundation, a nonprofit that promotes the free market philosophy. Muska says continued government spending on the spaceport doesn't make sense.
I think it's time to look at privatizing this facility and walking away, as difficult as it is, from these sunk costs. The taxpayers of New Mexico have committed literally hundreds of millions of dollars to a facility that has yet to show much of a payoff, and there's not any strong evidence that it ever will.
In an interview this past summer, Spaceport CEO Dan Hicks told KRWG that if the facility were privatized, other companies would not want to use the facility.
They're going to want to go to an impartial and unbiased, a governmental-run capability, an agency-run capability. That's for the good of the people. That's for the good of the nation.
Muska says a big bet was made on the success of Virgin Galactic, and he says Spaceport America cannot survive without the company delivering.
The technology and the business plan have to work at this point for Spaceport America to work. But how long should we as taxpayers of New Mexico be allowed to linger in this world of floating bond debt and also operational expenses?
KRWG also asked Dan Hicks what it's going to take for Spaceport America to be self-sustaining and an economic driver. Hicks says that those are two totally different perspectives.
To be an economic driver is by law what I'm supposed to do. To be self-sustaining is something that makes no sense. And let me tell you what I mean by that. When you say you're supposed to be self-sustaining, there's not an airport in the state that is really self-sustaining.
There's always types of federal funds or other funds that come in to keep, but those are economic engines for each community where they're at that drive their community.
However, Dowd Muska says taxpayers have already waited years for this investment to work.
At what point do we, as taxpayers, revolt against this and say we've had enough and we've given you years and years and years and it's time to walk away from something that just hasn't worked?
Meanwhile, New Mexico taxpayers, especially those in Doñana and Sierra counties, continue to wait for an economic boost from the spaceport, a boost sorely needed in a state with one of the highest unemployment rates in the country. For KRWG, I'm Anthony Moreno.